Blog Talk Radio.
We're back. Hey, Shady.
What's good?
It's happy all Tuesday. Good. It's happy all Kwanzaa. Good in the hood. You said happy Kwanzaa. You're so down. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Intersection. We're about to get into mix real quick. But welcome back. Thank you all for your support. Hope everyone had a great holiday. I know I did. Friends, family, this and that. How was your winter break, Mr. Prada?
Oh, you know, it was fine. This hustle was working. I was working, doing what I do.
I know you was catching up, man. You was trying to get ahead. Trying to zap all the hours until that snow came, then you was fronting on them.
Yeah, I was like, no, you know why I didn't go? Rest in peace, Ray McGann Adams. We had an officer when it snowed bad the last time, about 2 years ago, I think it was. He was trying, he used to always come to work a half hour early, an hour early. He used to live in Philadelphia, and he was trying to get to work. Excuse me. He was trying to get to work. He pulled over. He was about to go back home. He turned back around and tried to still come back, and he got killed. His car was hit, and he was killed. So I was like, I'm not trying to drive in no snow and ice. They were saying, even though it wasn't as bad, but when I tell you the winds up here were ridiculous, and I just didn't feel like I had to go
over two bridges. I heard the wind was bad.
I'm not going to be playing out here in this ice.
Because the wind can turn a couple of inches of snow into a big old snowdrift of 10, 12 inches.
Right.
Blowing the snow around. And then on the highway with the ice.
Bridges, so, yeah, I didn't feel like doing that. So I just said, I'm going to stay home and, you know, stay here. I'm not going to deal with it. And whoever don't like it, oh well. No, they swore.
Well.
I didn't take any days off last year. So they really did. But I was like, I don't have to be there. The people there aren't going anywhere unless it's their day to leave. But I was like, I'm not doing that. I'm staying home. That's what I did.
So I see your president is out here calling people a country
shitholes.
Please
don't trigger me.
Country.
Please don't trigger me. Please don't, that motherfucker. Excuse my phrase.
President.
Yeah.
Man, he is the biggest shithole ever.
He has the nerve.
Little nerve.
I don't even understand. Wow. Wow. I still think if we still in a dream.
Now, I woke up from a nightmare, but the dream is this fall, but people got to put in work, though, bro. People got to put in work. It's really time. Even on, because we've seen, see, people always talking about, oh, all you doing is saying stuff on Facebook. Well, we see the Russians understood that Facebook meant a lot to people's opinions. So it's time, even if you can't get out, like people who work a lot or handicap or whatever, if you can't do nothing but get on Twitter and Facebook and represent what you believe in, whatever it is, whether it's some bullshit or whatever, just say something. Because if you don't say something, this is what we get. And I still hold a grudge. I hold a grudge, no shade, to certain people that we both know who were anti-Hillary. Like, this motherfucker could ever touch the hem of her goddamn garment and govern anything. He can't even govern his own damn house. Mm-mm.
Well, you get what you get, because I know exactly what you talk about, and it's just like, whatever. Nobody has time to play that game. You got to take Satan over fucking the devil. I don't know which one to choose, but I know who we got. We got Satan right now. Satan
right,
and devil's the same thing, but you know.
Mm-hmm.
But shit, man.
And the thing
this is
my thing. Republican presidents have always been dicks, but they had some humanity within them. And the thing about it is, you knew that this country meant a lot to them, and it was number one. Whether they were to the right and all fucked up, or trying to enrich their friends, you knew that they wouldn't sell out their country. This motherfucker has got the whole country bagged up and ready to be sold, and has sold parts of it already. And basically, with him letting Russians steal the election, he's basically sold America. But guess what, motherfucker? We got the goddamn receipts, and your ass is going to jail. Mm-mm. He is crazy.
Crazy.
And today
I'm just over it.
Yeah, but you can't be completely over it, because I know you're going to have something to say, and I know you're going to be out there doing what you can do to make sure that these Republicans carry their ass home. Because the Republican Congress, Senate, and House has basically said, hey, we can't do nothing with this motherfucker.
Yeah, they all
scared,
but they need to be scared for November. That's what they need to be scared of.
But see, the thing is, this is what they're doing, Shady. I like, because about 18 of them already said they're not coming back. They're not even running again. So what they're going to do
is
going to
line
their pockets before they leave. Do what your boy Christie did. Set up their next life. Because we out of here. So let's vote for this tax bill, because it's going to help me, because I'm a millionaire back at home. It ain't even about the next vote. They already know they're going down in flames. They lying in their motherfucking pockets. They're like, bitches, I got to leave Congress. Let me leave rich, bitch. Let me leave rich.
That's
what
they doing.
Mm-mm-mm.
But I hope everybody sees the rude awakening. The rude awakening that they're getting now, and there's nothing they're going to be able to do about it. But, I mean, we sat through this shit. We got another, 10 months?
Mm-hmm.
This shit is crazy.
For the election. But I don't know what about to see. Because, see, now Trump's trying to buy some time, talking about he ain't going to testify. Bitch, you're going to get subpoenaed. You're going to testify. You're going to speak to Mueller. You're going to look him in his face. And mind you, Mueller is a Republican just like you. So you're going to talk to your fellow Republican, and he's going to sell your ass up the river. Mm-mm. That's crazy. He just thinks he is so damn crazy.
You're going to trigger me for the whole day. I was doing so good, and I was sitting here because I normally try not to watch the news, get ready to go to sleep, because you know when I get mad, I put myself to sleep so I don't wild out.
Uh-huh.
So, but today I was just sitting here, and I just happened right before we got on the phone, saw where he called the Haitians in
Africans
and them
and Latin America
and the African.
Everybody ain't white.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why do we want these shitholes? But we'll let why can't we take Norway? Nigga, man.
Mm-hmm. And you know Norway is 99.999% white. And they don't, and the thing is, Norway don't even like you.
Right.
Huh?
I said they're Anglo-Saxons.
They don't even like him. They're reading him because yesterday he tweeted out Normay. He can't even spell. But they didn't like him from before that. He's the only people he got on his team are these redneck white folks in America and some Nazis overseas.
Yeah.
That's it. And the Russians.
So let's talk about the other elephant man in the room. I don't know. I know you've seen it, but I didn't see if you said anything about it. About the H&M controversy with this shirt.
Yeah, you didn't see me say that. Cause one thing is, I've never stepped foot in an H&M. Not that I can't say anything anyway,
basically.
But it's never been.
Right.
Yeah, I've never been in there before. It's like Abercrombie and Fitch. I've never been in there. I walked past the store in the mall and kept on moving because there's a certain company that you just see got a certain profile, and I'm just not with it because I already know something's gonna happen. So when it happened, I don't even have to say, well, I'm not going back in it. No, bitch, I've never been in it. Never.
Right. Well, you know, I didn't
but
even know what H&M was until they had put it on the ball fly. I was like, what the fuck is H&M? And I was like, what the fuck is that? I don't know what that shit is.
And the thing is, you know, I ain't nobody's fashion person, but the fashion people I know don't go up for H&M anyway. It's not like they in there.
Until they do a collab or with a label. I'm going to stop you there. Until they do a collab or with a label, they will sell it out.
Yeah, but people like, I'll say Marlon. I don't hear Marlon talking about going to H&M. John, the Skino. I don't see them going in H&M. Not the ones that do the high fashion. I don't know. Maybe
they
might
get
cheaper though.
No, you'll be surprised because they do. They pulled a lot of that. Like when they did Versace, the jackets. They do a lot of high-end. They might, like, out of the whole thing, you might get two pieces out of the whole collection that's really hot to some because everybody's fashion sense is different. But I've seen a lot of the label divas and a lot of the celebrity stylists at the H&M for that purpose when they did the collabos with the higher-end designers. They were in there and the shit sold out.
You see, I don't know because, like I said, H&M just never struck me as somewhere I wanted to go. It's just something about the I look at the background of companies.
Like I told everybody, and I didn't say too much publicly, I just put the boys picture up with the young man up with a king. I want to address two issues, really three. The first issue, it wasn't a fucking mistake. Number one, it wasn't a mistake. Because when you have an ad campaign like that, you have to go through so many creative. The creative director is at fault. You have to go through. It has to go through so many things before somebody should have seen that this was a big mistake. If it if it was a mistake, so it wasn't a mistake.
But they tapping into what the country is going through right now.
Exactly.
Racism.
That's number one. Number two, anybody out there, just because you don't wear it, you don't have to say, you know, negative things about it. Like I said, I'm not saying, I seen somebody say, well, half of these motherfuckers would be naked if they don't wear it. You feel me? You know, look at the bigger picture and the message right here. You feel me? Look at the bigger picture. And the third thing is, I'm sick of somebody saying, let shit die or leave it alone. No. Stop letting shit die down and leave it alone because these are the mental mind fucks and the distractions that they're throwing at you so you won't see the bigger picture. If you're still mad about it a month from now, say something about it. Don't ever let nobody let it die out. Okay, it's enough now. No, it's not enough because it's not the first time. These same motherfuckers that they said they still riding in Ubers. They still with the NFL shit. We don't have any black leaders like Malcolm, Martin. We don't have these a black leader like that right now. Okay, Al Sharpton would have been that after these two men got killed, but that Tawana Broadley shit fucked him up, you know, took his stock down a little bit. So Al wasn't out. We don't have one person right now that's a leader unapologetically for the black and brown people. I don't see it. We have a couple here and there that say things, but just like how Malcolm put us on the back and Martin put us on the back, I don't see it. And I'm not even going to say it's no shade. That's just my opinion. I could be wrong, but that's just my opinion. The fourth thing, it was three, but the fourth thing, just because his mother said it was okay for the ad, it's not okay. Hold on. I think that's – I got to answer this question. Give me 2 seconds.
Go ahead, babe. So, Shady's talking about from the mother of the little boy in the ad said it was okay, but he's saying that it don't matter what she says, basically, it ain't cool. It's not cool. If it's cool, we can do a little something, something.
Yeah, but I just don't like people telling other people, especially our you, using Jay-Z's to tell us to stop, and it's not enough, and we're overlooking shit. No, we're not overlooking shit. This been going on. It's other things. You just blatantly just catching the shit now. That's what it's all about. And it has to stop. It has to stop. I see some of these coons. I call them coons, and I'm going to call them coons. Oh, I'm still going to, H&M is my favorite outfit, so I'm going to buy it. But you go on and rock out.
It's the same thing with this NFL bullshit. I had my teams too, but it don't. Loving the NFL is not going to do anything for me. Loving it more than loving myself is not going to do a fucking thing for me. Fuck the NFL.
Exactly.
That's how I feel about it. Fuck them.
Exactly.
I'm going to choose them or me. I'm going to choose me. The fuck. But people don't love themselves enough. Don't love their people enough to choose freedom for our people. And it don't mean hate all white people. It just means do for self first.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, it's just like, you know.
Are you in an elevator or something? Well, while Sadie gets his little situation together, there's something I wanted to do. You there, P? Because I can't hear you if you're talking.
He has already erased Obama's whole legacy right now. Yes. And he's a black man on you. You don't know. We could be sitting here talking about anything, and then you'll come up with some that we know Obama did. President Obama put in the play, and he and randomly, like, he just sitting there, like, get this nigga name off for everything. You know what I'm saying? Shit is just, oh, that man triggered me.
I stay triggered. I watch MSNBC just about all day, and I do watch Fox News just to see what them crazy motherfuckers are talking about, because you got to know your enemy.
Yeah, and that's the thing too. I was, you know, have boycotted Fox News because that's the racist fucking station. But the fucked up part about Fox News is that all the good shows are on. So it's just like a catch-22. I want to support the black shows.
But see, Fox News is separate from Fox. But I understand what you're saying, same company. But NBC got some fucked up shit going on too. But I'm still gonna watch MSNBC. But they all got their shit with them. Just at least once a week, I've got to watch a Fox show because I got to know what the motherfuckers is up to. I got to.
Yeah.
I can't watch the whole show because it makes me sick. But I watch a few minutes here and there just to see what they're up to, because they're not gonna sneak up on me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta see what the motherfuckers got
up to.
Oh,
it's
up
good
here,
seeing you up here.
Some way.
Yeah. I know December is a really
it's always good when me and you
me.
Are together, bro.
But
all me and you is nothing. But the thing about it is, it's so much love. When we together, it's so much love. I can't, you know what I'm saying? I can't even front on it. And with Shaq too. It's just so much love.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta go with that. And I don't really care. Some niggas was like, you ain't even tell us you was up here. I ain't come up here for y'all motherfuckers. Y'all saw me posting about the charity. If you wanted to see me, then I told you where I was going to be. It ain't like it was no secret, but I wasn't calling nobody to see if you
right.
come in or say, I'm here.
Thank you, Tubman. Nah, you did a drive-by. Like, I'll be doing my drive-by.
Mm-hmm.
You came in and you
mm-hmm.
left right out. Very day.
Yep.
If they wasn't
yep.
see you, they
but
knew
even,
where to catch you.
You know, but I know when I'm feeling like being around the Mizzou. You know, and that wasn't one time. Jack wasn't even in town, so it wasn't really no reason for me to even, you know, because if I feel like fucking with the Mizzou at the time, then that's where I'm going to be. I'm going to be at Jack's house. I ain't going over nobody
right.
else's house.
Yeah, because once you get to Jack's house, that shit would all goddamn stairs.
Oh, Lord Jesus. But I'm getting myself together for them stairs, and not just the stairs. I plan on doing some shit, visiting a few, you know, places where they're doing marches and rallies and shit. I'm definitely down with the resistance. And I'm definitely down with Virginia representing to get these motherfuckers. Well, see, Virginia, we got a couple of people, especially in Congress, who need to go. They know they need to go. And I'm definitely going to be focused on Virginia getting them motherfuckers up out of here. But, I'm gonna do my part. I'm gonna do what I can, old lady that I am. But I'm gonna do what I can do.
You gotta do because everybody thinks that their voice don't matter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it
yeah.
really do. It really do. And it's
mm-hmm.
really sad that our young people are not realizing that. They're realizing the hard way. I want them to go
mm-hmm.
as hard as for these, like, go after these Republicans. Or, well, get into politics a little bit. This is as hard as I go for Beyonce. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I go
yeah.
hard. I go hard.
But see, you go hard for Bay. But the thing about Bay is you can pick a part of her greatness and ride with that. You ain't got to say, okay, if you don't feel like she's the best vocalist in the world, she's not. But you can go with the bitch go hard. She gets up every morning about her brand. About her brand. And she works hard. She don't ask nobody for shit. She goes out there and makes it happen. But the thing is, even with her being, you know, the old school, back in the day, Mariah Carey, as far as vocals is concerned, all of her music is her. She's giving you 100% Beyonce, and it's going to rock you. Whether you, I mean, because I know haters be sitting there singing Beyonce songs. I know that. I don't give a fuck. Because she's part of our culture now. You know what I'm saying? She's part of this world. I don't give a damn if you're a preacher, Baptist preacher on a Sunday morning. Sometime during that week, you're going to be thinking, humming a Beyonce song, something, because she puts it out there where it's something for everybody. You may not be on some
mm-hmm.
of the sexiest part of it, but she got a positive message, she got a sex message, she got a romance message, she got a family message, she got a we are the world mm-hmm. message, she got an uplift our people message. So whatever you're about, she got something for you. And she's not
yeah.
doing it just because of a movement. This is who she is. She's got so much. She's so complex. And you know, I love Rihanna's my baby, and she ain't the best singer in the world. Rihanna, I love Rihanna. Rihanna, I love Rihanna for her style. I like the fact that she's not afraid. But Rihanna is not a Beyonce when it comes because Rihanna got like if you lined up 10 boxes, Rihanna going to hit 7 of them. Beyonce is going to hit 9 of them. But I love Rihanna more than Beyonce. Just like you are Beyonce first and Rihanna second. I'm a Rihanna point blank period. I love that girl, and she's been through so much. But they both I love their grind, Shady. It's incredible how these women. Because I know some days they don't be feeling it.
Yeah.
I know
yeah.
I know she don't wake up feeling like I don't want to be the queen of the fucking world today, but I got to get my shit because you never know when you're gonna fall off. But she's constantly perfecting herself.
You have to.
And bringing out
she
something.
Controls her own
and
destiny.
She don't bring out no old shit and recycle it. When she come out, she coming out with something, a total new idea, a total new concept, just in a surprise presentation. I mean, she just be really going out of her way to give her fans the best of her.
Mm-hmm.
It's just crazy.
How you feel about the new one, number one girl, Cardi B?
Well, she's not number one girl in Rihanna and Beyonce lane.
No. I'm talking about the new. I should put air quotes up. I'm talking about.
But
Far,
yeah, I mean,
hustler.
I don't.
She's a good hustler.
I like her. She a hustler. She's not no hustler like Bae. Come on now. She ain't got that.
I'm gonna get there.
Yeah. Nah, bruh. Mm-mm. I don't see that.
Nah,
now, you're going too far.
Nah.
I don't think they will ever, well, I'll say in the next 20 years, because we haven't had a Beyonce, I don't think ever.
Yeah.
I think Beyonce is one of a kind. And I'm not saying it won't ever happen, but I don't think it ever has happened. There's never been
right.
a Beyonce. Just like there's been some people closer to Rihanna than they are to Beyonce. And Cardi B, I don't think she got it in her to work as hard and as long as Beyonce. I don't see it. But I like her.
Yeah.
I like her. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I like the kid.
But I don't
I like
see,
her.
Yeah,
I
like
her.
I like that she's real.
No, I ain't
yeah,
going to say I couldn't
real,
stand
ghetto.
Her when I met her. Yeah, she, you know, I'm hood, but that bitch is back. She hooked up with the and I've been around.
Yeah, but
real,
she don't even have the team that Beyonce got to even begin to be a Beyonce.
Yeah, you know, I've been around real hood chicks that people thought they wasn't hood, like Whitney Houston. Like,
no.
She was a hood chick. She hooded in her. Queen Latifah, well, you can see the queen.
Mm-hmm.
But that
yeah,
chick right
I'm
there,
glad,
I was like,
I'm,
oh,
I'm
hell no, I'm getting
this.
Out of VIP.
What happened?
No, when I've seen her last year, I was like, oh, hell no. I'm going over here. I can't with her.
Who are you talking about?
But Cardi B. But
oh,
I like
okay.
her because she's real and she's not, you know, she's 100%. That's why she winning.
Right. Yeah, and I mean, I like her shit that she's putting out. I really do.
Yeah.
I really do. But I don't see
yeah,
her.
Yeah, she can spit. I'll give it to her. If she's writing her shit up,
yeah.
even if she ain't writing her shit, she can spit.
Mm-hmm. And it's her accent. She just keep it real. She don't try to be sound like nobody else but herself.
Yep.
And you can tell right away that it's her. Of course, you're going to have
yep.
some people come behind her trying to sound like her. It's like you do, you know, you had all the girls that tried to be Bae for so many years. They tried so hard.
Well, that's why they switching up her different styles, because they just kept saying she had one flow. That's why the Bruno shit just fucked everybody up, because she changed
mm-hmm.
the whole flow. Then she went to the last shit. I'm like, oh, she's killing it right now.
But I like when she says, ow. Good girl,
yeah.
So ghetto. She's so ratchet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I like Lil Cardi
I love
B. But see, the thing is, y'all had advance notice, because I don't watch the reality shows, so I never even knew who Cardi B was. Until she came out
oh,
with that Bodak, whatever.
Bodak.
Y'all had
Bodak.
You know, y'all had seen her through the reality show. I didn't even know anything about her. I've gone back and watched some of the YouTube clips of her, because I'm not gonna go back and watch the whole goddamn reality show.
Well,
I
you know the honesty of it, her fame came from her Instagram new videos, just her being ratchet.
Well,
so
I definitely
Instagram.
Didn't see her on there. Yeah. I didn't see her on
mm-hmm.
there either. But see, the thing is, if you don't know who she is, then I mean, you just don't know. I knew
yeah,
she hit
good.
The chart.
Yeah,
but I like her though.
She got
I
a
do.
Whole different fan base. You're right.
Mhm. But people, you know, comparing her to Nicki, how you feel about that? How you feel about the Nicki versus Cardi B? Like what? What do you mean?
Cardi can rap. Cardi can rap by herself. Cardi raps by herself. Every hit that Nicki has been with another artist.
Well, that's how she started out. That's when I first heard of Nicki. It was always on somebody else's shit. I mean, that's how she bought herself
out. Yeah,
that's out.
How she's going to finish.
But then she got her own shit, too. Let me ask you this.
What has she won
why
with her own her shit?
So, but I'm,
you can't
I'm,
name
yeah,
one,
because
she
you
hasn't.
Start defending defending her, because I never understood the Nicki Minaj, you know, whatever. I never understood that. I never liked her, but until recently, really, until she started really like improving her looks and really being honest about some shit, then she went back and started. You know what made me fall out with her? When she said that shit about don't drop the soap about your boy going to jail,
mm-hmm.
I said, oh, you a heartless bitch. I said, I can't believe you laying around with Nas and you talking about who's down with the brothers in jail and you going to talk about don't drop the soap? Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
That shit right there fucked me up.
Mm-mm.
Let me tell you about Nicki.
She came out as Harajuku. Crazy. That's when Terrence was with her. You know, I don't like her for personal family reasons, but the
mm-hmm.
other thing I do like one of her records, Moment in Life. That's the only one
yeah,
I really got
yeah.
to.
Mm-hmm.
That other shit I couldn't
mm-hmm.
get. And mind you, that was with Drake. Okay? But
yep. mm-hmm.
she, I respect and love her business sense far as getting her bread, but
mm-hmm.
knowing the other part of it and experience some of it, I can't deal with her.
Yeah.
You know? And a lot of our
mm-hmm.
artists are very, excuse me, a lot of our industry people are very nasty from what we see, but I have not seen her, anyone as nasty as her, except Mrs. Aretha Franklin. That's
well,
Aretha,
she done earned her keep. Yep. The
right,
thing is for
yeah.
me, if you don't want to be shaded, don't fuck with Aretha, because she gonna get you. If you step in her limelight, she gonna make sure that you don't ever forget if you was in her goddamn light. But she's an old queen for real, not just no like we call people old queen. She's truly an old queen.
mm-hmm.
But she already paid her dues, but she don't ever sing another note.
Yeah, that's a shady
mm-hmm.
ass lady right there. And Miss
yes,
Tiffany Tyson.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That woman
I live
right there
for her
is.
Shade, though. She will get you together, baby, with a look or a pass
mm-hmm.
by or whatever she
my
can
My wife
do.
Was telling me about a story about when they were meeting for something at the White House and the shade she gave all of them. She said she has no.
Mm-mm.
Like,
she
excited, like, oh, Miss Leslie Tyson. She's like, da 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 da. Just shut them all down.
Mm-hmm. And since we don't even sing,
wrong.
I mean, it don't matter. If you in her limelight,
mm-hmm.
she's going to make sure that you don't forget that she knocked you over. She's hilarious. She said, I'm not reclaiming my time, bitch. I'm not giving y'all none of my time to have to reclaim it. Fuck y'all, bitch.
Right. Stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And the other
mm-hmm.
thing that happened since 2017, I launched my hat company, and
yes.
it's been up and downs, but it's been more ups than downs. I'm
mm-hmm.
learning a lot of different things, you know, about people.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
that's not even a bother, because the shit is doing what it does. Tom at Shaq's
mm-hmm.
stuff, I sold a hell of a lot of
we
hats
did.
At Shaq. Shaq's party and gave her a nice donation.
Mm-hmm. Even
guess,
with haters around, we still had a good time.
Yeah. Uh huh. You know, I thrive off of haters. I love it.
They be trying to beam the
but,
evil eye
yeah.
and shit. I'm like, fuck out of here.
But with
that much
fine.
Love in the room, the haters can't even do nothing.
Nah. Mm-mm. Can't stop. It's great. Can't stop this screen.
They was loving your
but
shit at that show. They was loving your shit.
Yeah. And see, my
you couldn't even
asses,
get it up all the way before
you
they was trying to come
both.
At you. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. But,
I wore that white hat for the first time yesterday. That shit was popping.
Well, you know, everything is all
really
different
cute.
Now. Well, you don't know, because I'm about to put everything up in a minute. That's what I was doing before you called. Well, the goal with Take Me
for
me is what it is.
Take Me. I can barely hear you, bro.
I said, you hear me now?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah,
the goal
me.
With the company, with my line was, I just, you know, got sick of buying hats and shit, $40, $50 hats. And I wanted people, you know, you see your hat again and stuff. I wanted people to have their own sense and be creative with helping design their hat and what they like.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, and I'm not going to make, like, the next 48 I'm putting out right now, I'm not making them again. You feel me? So, unless somebody really, really want one, like, if you say you want one, you know, I'll get one. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, the goal is, you know, not to have it out. I'm going to switch the logo
mm-hmm.
up. I'm going to switch the logo up as many times as I want. As very
but this,
often.
This one gets me, though, bro. I don't understand, because it's other hats that look similar to yours, because I
mm-hmm.
have some. But me and my daughter
mm-hmm.
was outside. We just was trying on a different hat. And how did you get
mm-hmm.
a hat that's so fucking warm? That shit, especially
Yo,
once you touch your ears, you good.
Let me tell you something. I could wear that hat, and I don't know what Polo puts in their coats, because their coats are very light, but I haven't worn my fur
mm-hmm.
but only one day when there's snow.
Mm-hmm.
I put that hat on, I'm sweating. And don't put the
yes.
pom-pom on, forget it. The pom-pom
yes,
is everything.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I had on, the white one, the pom-pom on it.
Oh, yeah, that pom-pom, it's you're not getting sick with that on your head, definitely.
Mm-mm.
But, yeah, I don't know, you know, it was, Allah, I guess that, well, I'm going to, you know, you've been
yeah.
sitting around playing around with this idea for so long, I'm going to point you in the right direction and get the right shit
mm-hmm.
the first time out. Because even with my my snapbacks and my dad hat, the qualities are so good, they're different, because I have a million hats in my house. So
mm-hmm.
I see the difference in it, and I can see where some of the companies have used the same vendor that I use for my hats right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking to do sun visors right now, so I just sent out for some. I just posted them up a sneak preview of them. Doing sun visors and headbands. The headbands that I purchased I didn't like, but I know the ladies will like them because the guys on their head, but I don't like headbands too tight on my head because you get a headache
yeah.
after a while. So the
mm-hmm.
ones that I have right now, instead of saying I'm not going to use them, I'm going to create those for the ladies. They're a little thinner
right.
and better. So now I'm shopping for one for the guys, a darker one. So we're doing headbands. And I just got connected with a company that I finally like. Oh, excuse me. I'm going to check out the T-shirts because I like to wear a lot of the Moschinos and the Love Moschino T-shirts only because I like the way the T-shirt fits my skin. It's like a spandex cotton type thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the type of shirt I've been looking for. A more expensive shirt,
okay.
but I wanted a high quality shirt because when I wash any of my Moschino shirts, they fall right back on my body. And that's what I like.
Mm-hmm.
Like they form like whatever your body form is when you first wear it, that's where it's going to be when you get it. So that's the shirt I was looking for. And also with the sweatshirts, because everybody's been asking me for sweatshirts. So within the next week or two, I should have going to production with the sweatshirts right now. And by the fall,
mm-hmm.
I will have the flight jackets and everything out. Flight jackets and shorts and stuff right now. So.
Word.
The thing about it is, when
so
I make
give
a jacket.
Give us the website, bruh. Tell them where to find it.
WWTAKEME, the number 4 ME.com. WWTakeMeForMe.com. Yeah, that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
I got a couple of things going on. I got a couple of spoke models I'm speaking to right now, and
mm-hmm.
When I launched it, I did a raw launch because I needed to know. You know all of this stuff. I wanted to know everything far as hands-on what I need to do it. So I did the website. I take the pictures right now. I had a couple of guys' pictures or whatever. I'm going to call in those, you know, those favors later, but I just wanted to do it the first
mm-hmm.
go round. So now we're going to do professional shoots and everything like that, clean it all up. I just wanted the raw, you know, just raw-ass website that you could just come on and you'll see the growth, you know.
Right.
So that's
mm-hmm.
where we at right now. As soon as I get off the phone with you, I'm back on it.
right. Because, I mean, that's your baby. You got to say, you got to make sure that it's good.
Oh, yeah.
You got to make sure you,
the baby's taking
sure
up a lot
of
my money right now. I'm not even shopping right now, okay? No.
Mm-hmm. Which is amazing.
Baby's taking a lot. Yeah, it's really amazing. I broke down, bought me a pair of work boots and a pair of red Jordans. You knew I was buying them red Jordans, though.
There's certain things that you just ain't gonna let go.
Yeah, it's just not going by. But I missed all the design sales and everything right now. But it's gonna come back around, trust me.
Yeah, but you always want to be a
sneakerhead. I have more than enough shit. Yeah, and also I'm happy because I was fortunate enough to go out. It was really cold up here, like 16 and 10 and 9 degrees. So I took about 50 hats and I just took them out to the homeless and just gave them out. And it wasn't posting that shit on Facebook or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I just made a comment, but I went out there and gave out 50 hats because it's fucking cold. It was freezing up here, okay? And I don't know, we had a couple of people die up here. Homeless people die from being outside. So it just fucked with me. Mm. Yeah, and I went and gave another, like, 30 hats to the people. I went up to the fire thing, too. I couldn't sleep the night after I found out about it, the people that died up here in the fire, the 12 people. I had Bella. The weekend I had Bella, I had Bella. If you look at the clip, Bella and Shaq is on the news, okay? I'm gonna send you the clip. Shaq was holding Bella while I was bringing the stuff in, and they were filming. And her and Bella for the weekend. That weekend, I had Bella. I got her up and helped her. She was in her pajamas, and we was up there like 9 o'clock the next morning. And I bought them like six boxes of clothes, about two cases of water, and about another 30 hats, I think, hats and that I had. Hat already here because the ones I have, I'm basically wearing all my hats all the time, but I'm not in certain hats that I might want to wear again, so I'm not throwing them away. But other bullshit hats that I know I'm not going to wear, I definitely got rid of those. And about 4 or 5 boxes of clothes. I bought them water because I knew they need water, and I bought them cases of soap, but I didn't put it on Facebook because you know I don't do shit like that. That's what made me feel better. Knowing, even though I'm not making as much money off this company right now, I know that I'm willing to take the L every day right now because I'm putting everything out there now. But I know it's going to come back tenfold because of what I do, just, you know, unconditionally. Like, I don't even look for nothing behind.
That's what's up. I mean, and your commitment to it is what's going to bring you all the success that you need. Because you're taking your time and you're learning what. But now.
Yeah, it has me in the house, and I'm always on the computer shopping or for stuff for the company. I'm actually trying to figure out if I really want to take the next step in buying these two machines. These machines would be about $30,000 for two of them.
Did you do what you said you were going to do? An email, a person you supposed to email?
Yeah, I took that. I took care of that.
Okay, so that could be a big step in helping you acquire the next step.
Right. So, you know, and if you don't buy one, I ain't mad. It don't matter. They getting sold. Just know that.
Right.
And I know you want one, but you feel the kind of way. I'm like this. If I don't fuck with you, you got something I like, I'm buying it because I just like doing what I do. But I get it. I'm not mad at you. But trust me, the shit is slow. It's slowly sometimes. Like Susan will tell you, we went in one spot and it was back to back. Like I thought I was hustling crack. You feel me? I couldn't even really sit down and party with her until like the end. And then it was time to go.
Because
I was up doing what I got to do. So the shit is coming, and tomorrow, now mind you, I got 40 hats in here. Honestly, 10 of them already sold because I took them to work today. You feeling me? But I'm going to put them up and show what, but the 10 of them out of the 38 already sold. Promise you.
Right.
So my coworkers are my biggest customer, my children, my product kids. You know, they just hitting me up there. I don't even speak to all of them all the time. My son and son/brother Kamari, he done bought 3. My son in Texas bought 2. My daughter down in Florida bought 1. You know, JoJo wanted a custom one. I custom him one. So, you know, Father Tajir got a couple already. So this shit is doing what it's going to do. It's really going to bubble in the summer. I feel that. And definitely know that because the shit I'm going to give you, you don't have no choice but to buy it. That's how hot this shit is. It's gonna be that hot.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I'm
we
glad
looking around
you like
for
the hacking that keeping you on.
Yes, I couldn't today. I couldn't even deal with it today because today was like a really nice day, and I was rocking my white one again. I was like, "Whoa, I'm about to burn the hell up." This is it's like a goddamn insulation oven. That air,
right.
I mean, there's no air getting, because you know how sometimes, because I have another hat that I supported one of my friends getting. And when I put it on, though, all this air is coming in the top of my head. It's like I don't even have a hat on.
Mm-hmm.
You take me for me, that shit's on lock. Ain't no air getting in there, motherfucker.
No, we ain't doing
mm-mm.
that.
And even when it went, like the snow sits up on there and melts, but it got like different, the way it's woven.
Yeah, it melts right out.
It doesn't come on your scalp. It doesn't hit your, you don't feel no wetness and all that shit. Cause that would just be all fucked up. It's cold and wet. No. Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
But yeah, today was like 50, and I had my hat on. I was like, oh, this damn thing is. I ain't even need no jacket. I was like, I just had
some interns in different cities, because some cities, certain days I'm not going to be able to come to, or I might only be able to stay there a day or two. For the different prides
mm-hmm.
and everything that's coming up, festivals and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking for interns to take care of that and train them well.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep a head out.
Definitely.
Be a part of the growing
Definitely.
Team. Don't be a part of the you're on and you want to be on the team, nigga. I don't like them people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the latecomers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was going to talk about, I thought Jahir and I had a conversation. We were supposed to be talking about pussy politics today because there's so many things going on now. And when I say that word, I don't mean pussy like, oh, go ahead and fuck a girl or whatever. I'm talking about just because sometimes a man could be a pussy just as far as like
mm-hmm.
Trump is the biggest pussy in the world. Most definitely. But there's a lot of stuff in Me Too movement going on, Time's Up. What do you think about Oprah's speech?
Oh, my God. I fell asleep during the Emmys, but the first thing I did when I woke up out of my slumber the next morning was look up Oprah's speech, and I was like, she gets it, she nailed it,
mm-hmm.
I'm with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oprah always, she always going to do a big. Always going to do a thing. When I think of Oprah, and I think of Beyonce is on. She got on her Oprah shit and stayed on it because that Oprah's a hard worker.
Mm-hmm.
Now you talking about a woman that stays working? My God.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. I don't see Cardi B on that level. I don't see her on that level.
No, you know what? I wasn't putting her on a level like that. I was just saying, like, she's the number one girl right now. Like, she's the it girl,
mm-hmm.
basically, like that.
Yeah.
And I like her
mm-hmm.
hustle. She's not a grinder like that. And I can't really say that right now because we're going to see. But I know she's not going to be a one-hit wonder. I know that much.
No, I don't think so. But she got the audacity to be cute on top of that. Because that girl is... She's pretty, but she's also cute because her voice makes her cute. She's a pretty girl, but her voice makes her cute and funny.
Right.
She is really funny. I like that she got
like
different
dimensions. I tell everybody, for me being in the music industry so many years, I've seen a lot of the quote-unquote Me Too happen to females. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
For singers and rappers. So I understood
right.
it. And they'll be surprised at how many male rappers that have been through shit. Like, everybody was mad at Wendy Williams. And that year when she was in New York and was talking about Puffy, and she had a list.
Yeah.
The list was real. You feeling me? The shit
mm-hmm.
was real, what
mm-hmm.
was going on, and what Clive Davis done did to some of these male rappers and these male men in the
mm-hmm.
industry. It's a big-ass secret society going on. So the shit that's going
uh-huh.
on in Hollywood... It has been going on for centuries, I mean, for years, and I'm glad
yeah.
that it could have been a century by now, you know?
Okay.
It's been going on for
I know
years,
Shine,
and I'm
Shine
glad.
Shine be telling all the business. Shine be airing niggas out.
Yeah.
Keep them in the prison.
Everything
they
going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of shit
but
that
see,
goes
I never,
on.
I never knew
couch.
That. I never knew that until basically Shine broke it down for me what was going on with Clive and Diddy.
Oh, Clive Davis
and,
a piece of work, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Clive Davis a piece of work. I'm going to tell you. Excuse me the noise. I'm sorry. I put so many bottles.
No problem.
I had to eat out. I don't be eating now for some reason. Be so concentrated. But Clive Davis is a piece of work. I've known it. It's one of the biggest reasons why I stepped away from the music industry because, like I tell people, I'm shady. I might be this and that, but grimy is just not me.
Right.
You feel me?
Right.
Petty as fuck, yeah, but grimy and the shit that you have to do to get one in the industry is some whole other shit.
You gotta
and
sell
I was like,
your soul.
I don't need to make money like that, bro. I don't need to make money like that. So I stepped away. Trust me. And that's where I'm going back to get my favors for my company. Watch this black man magic coming around. Okay? For real. Watch the magic about to happen.
Right. It definitely
but
is about
the Me Too shit been going on. It's been going on male and female. But male, you know, us men don't like to tell that part of a story if they ever been sexually molested or raped by a male or female because it happens that way too. But it's a lot of shit going on.
And
yeah, it's the pressure and the ignorance of society still. You feel me? I'll put all the women that's coming out and not unapologetically coming out, not afraid. A lot of them I'm not surprised at. You feel me? A lot of them I'm not surprised that it happened to them. You know? I'm just like, what took y'all so long? You feel me? Because it's been going on. Forever.
Well, it's been a pleasure.
Hopefully
it'll stop. Yeah, it ain't going to stop no time soon. It's going to take a whole lot more. Shit got to be set up for women to be protected once they do come out because there's a lot of shit happening to people after they come out. They still got a price to pay.
Yes, you're right.
But thank you all for listening. We appreciate you. We're back. And next week we'll be putting out a topic. We'll be back on our grind. Probably going to get a little more ballroom since there's a big ball coming up later this month by the Icon.
Yeah, then
Shania.
I'll get back on my little celebrity shit back again. I'll see what I can do.
Yeah, we're gonna keep ballroom for the rest of the month, and then we're going to get into some other shit. But next week, we're going to come up with a ballroom topic, and we'll be putting it out. But thank you all for your support. We never take it for granted that you're going to show up, but we appreciate it when you do. So with that being said, Shady Prada, Rahi for Intersection. We love you. Be easy.
Love you too. Later.